Erevin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Erevin Babli, Daf Mem, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chaf Vov and Aleph at the Mishnah. That's Halacha Tes. V'oidam of Yehuda, Masna Adam al-Kalkola v'yamtef ha-Rishoin v'oich ha-Rishaini. Further, Yehuda says that one can stipulate about a basket of Tevel on Yom Tov Rishoin if he separates the proper amounts and says, if today is Chol, then these are Tumas and Maisos. On Yom Tov Sheni, he repeats this declaration and then he eats it. V'chein beitza she'noldem b'rishoin t'ech ha-Rishaini. Similarly, if an egg was laid on Yom Tov Rishon, he may eat it on Yom Tov Sheni. If Yom Tov Rishon was a weekday, then the preparation was on a weekday. If Yom Tov Sheni was a weekday, then we're not concerned for the preparation. Ulei hoidele chacham did not agree with Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, Va'ime im Yom Tov hayom yivatlo dvarai v'yikra shem lema'asoy sov v'einon o'ichlon v'sheni koyo shem lema'asoy sov v'ichlon. The Gemara says, and he says, if today is Yom Tov, my words are bottle. He's koyoshem, meaning he declares masos and does not eat the produce. On Yom Tov Sheni, he declares masos and eats the payos. Machalfa should say to Rabbi Yehuda, Taman yavid la kedusha achas, vacha yavid la shtei kedushas. The Gemara points out, Rabbi Yehuda seems to contradict himself. There he considers Shabbos next to Yom Tov like one kedusha, and here he considers the 2 days of Yom Tov like two kedushas. Taman kedusha achas arukehi, from hacha achas kedusha achas hal. The answer is there is one long kedusha, and however here, one day of Yom Tov is kedush and the other one is chol. Mechalva should say to Rabbanon, Taman avdin la shtei kedushas, v'achinun avdinei kedusha achas. The Rabbanon seem to contradict themselves. There they consider Shabbos next to Yom Tov like two kedushas, and here they consider the 2 days of Yom Tov like one kedusha. Taman Yom Tov etzol Shabbos, kechol etzol Shabbos b'mhacha, shneihem Shabbim. There, Yom Tov next to Shabbos is like chol next to Shabbos. However, here, both of them are the same. Moinim chachon Rav Yehuda, b'shnei Yom Tovim shorosh Hashana, shehein mitakonos neviim ha-Rishonim. The chachon agree with Rav Yehuda about the 2 days of Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. They are an enactment from the early neviim. Rav Abba, Rav Yechiya, b'shem Rav Yochanan, Bnei imi nichauvi v'gamer migam li liyeth noitra et akramim al shem kami shali lo natarti. Rabbi Abba, quoting Rabbi Chiya, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said, and he quoted from the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim Aleph, Pasuk Vav, my mother's sons were incensed against me. Then Rabbi Yochanan asked, what caused me, these Bnei Yisrael, that they made me a guard of the vineyards? It's because my own vineyard I did not keep. I didn't safeguard my vineyard. Rigam liyos mishamesh shnei yomim, should say, b'chutz la'aretz al shlosh amalti yom echad ba'aretz. The understanding of this is, what caused me to guard 2 days of Yom Tov, have to keep 2 days of Yom Tov in chutz la'aretz, is because I didn't guard 1 day in Eretz Yisrael. Sevua ha'yisi sheni mekabeles tzcha al shnayim ve'eni mekabeles tzcha ela al achas. I thought I'll receive reward for two, and I'll receive reward only for one, because really only 1 day is Kodesh. Migam li lahafrish shtei chalais b'suria, ashle hifrashti chala achas b'chisor. God caused me to separate two chalais in Suria, as one is burned and one is given to a Kohen, because I didn't separate one in Eretz Yisrael. Suru ha'yisi sheni mekabel escha al shtayim, ve'eni mekabel escha ela al achas. I thought I'll receive reward for two, and I'll receive reward only for one. Rabbi Yochanan applied to the people of Chutz La'aretz the pasuk in Yecheskel in Perek Chof, pasuk Chof Hei, and I have also given them laws that are not good. Means they didn't receive reward for the second day of Yom Tov or the second challah. V'yabo azal Alexandria v'ad inun v'lovim v'shevsa shama Rabbi. That's the correct guess. So Riavol went to Alexandria. He obligated them to take the lulav on Shabbos, and he knew that Yom Tov was on Shabbos. Rabbi Ami heard and said, can Riavol bring to them every year word of which day was Rosh Hashanah? They'll do so every year, even when they're not sure. And Chisol, when they found out before Sukkot which day was Rosh Hashanah, they took the lulav on the first day, even if it's Shabbos. Rav Yosi Mishalach Ksiv Lohain, Afafisha Kosfu Lachem, Sidimadois Ad Shanu Minig Avasechem Nechei Nefesh. Rav Yosi sent a letter to them, saying, even though we fixed the calendar and wrote you the times of the Mayadim, don't change the custom of your departed ancestors.